Our readings this weekend are the perfect readings, you know, as we hear the call of Samuel and the call of several of the apostles. On the same weekend that we celebrated one of our own parishioners becoming a consecrated virgin. And we had a beautiful mass at the cathedral yesterday, and Ashley espoused herself to Jesus Christ and in a vocation in a way that allows her heart the freedom to burn with a deeper love and zeal for Jesus Christ and to be more deeply united with him. You know, the vocation for a consecrated virgin is not a very common vocation, but it begins with a calling from Jesus Christ, that he desires a particular woman to devote herself to him with an undivided heart. And she, in turn, chooses in freedom and says yes to the invitation that Jesus Christ gives to her. And as we look at vocations, the first thing that's important to understand about any vocation is a vocation is a gift to us from God. You know, whatever vocation someone is called to, and for some people they're called to the priesthood, others are called to marriage, some are called to the religious life, some are called to the consecrated life or the chaste single life. But at the heart of every vocation is an encounter with Jesus Christ. And we hear about the encounter that Jesus Christ had with the apostles in today's gospel. But it's an encounter in which Jesus Christ sees us fully and totally, as only God can. And then he calls us into his service to follow him in a unique way. Not because he needs our service, but because he chooses us. And he wants us to cooperate with him and to be co-workers with him in the vocation that he calls us to. And when we find our vocation, we find the purpose that God has for our lives. And one of the things that we discover is that the purpose in our lives, our vocation, isn't just about some task, something that the Lord wants us to do, but it's about you know, our lives having a purpose because we're responding to God's call. That we know that God has created us, he has called us, and our response is valuable in his eyes. You know, that's the essence of every vocation, is a recognition that God has called us into his service. And so that's a tremendous gift to us, because it shows what our dignity is, that God has a plan for us, and he wants us to be part of his family and to work with him in his plan of salvation. And the second element is, not only is a vocation a gift to us, but every vocation is a gift to the church. You know, every vocation requires service to others for the good of the church and for the good of the salvation of souls. You know, we all benefit because the apostles said yes to the call of Jesus Christ. You know, if they had said no, you know, who would have gone out and preached the gospel and established the church? Every one of us is a beneficiary because the apostles said yes to that call. You know, we are dependent upon priests saying yes to their call. You know, because we need priests to hear our confessions, to baptize us, and to feed us with the Holy Eucharist. You know, our parishes are dependent upon married couples to be generous in saying yes to the gift of life and welcoming children, and creating an environment in the home that fosters the faith so that our families can truly be domestic churches. If we didn't have couples saying yes to the vocation to marriage, our parishes would die within a single generation. You know, a lot of young people feel a desire to do something noble with their lives, and we should. You know, that's why some people enter the military service, because they want to serve their country. They want to defend the nation that we've been given. But every vocation is a call to something noble, a call to sacrifice ourselves for the good of something greater, for the good of the church, and for the good of the salvation of souls. And so it's important that we don't just default to some path in life because it just seems like the next step. It's important for every one of us to ask Jesus Christ in prayer, you know, what are you calling me to do? To say, Lord, I will follow whatever path you have for me. Whatever you ask of me, I will do it. But speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And when we do that, we have to be patient. Sometimes we might get the answer right away. Other times it might take years before we see what our vocation is with clarity. But in doing that, we entrust our hands to the Lord, and it enables us to be open to our vocation so that our lives don't become self-centered on just whatever we want to do, but we dedicate ourselves to the purpose God has for us. And so that raises our lives to make them more noble and more selfless. And so for parents and grandparents, I encourage you to encourage your kids and your grandkids about their vocation, and not to ask them, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? But to ask your children and your grandchildren, you know, what do you think God is calling you to do? Or ask them, you know, are you praying to discern your vocation, to discern what God is calling you to? You know, by our baptism, each and every one of us has a vocation. We have a calling. And when we discover what that vocation is and we embrace it, that gives a fulfillment to our lives that we aren't going to find out anywhere else. And it gives us a peace and a happiness. And every parent and every grandparent should want that for their children and grandchildren, for them to find their vocation. And another good practice for a family is, you know, as you pray together, maybe once a week, if you pray a family rosary on Sunday or some other time when you come together in prayer, you know, just throw the intention out there that each one of your children might hear and generously follow God's vocation to them. You know, if we pray for that, you know, on a regular basis within our family, that's going to, one, help to open our children's hearts to their vocation, and two, it obtains the grace that we can hear and follow that call. You know, we flourish as human beings when we find the path that God has created us for. You know, when we find that, suddenly all of our talents and our abilities make sense and they can bear fruit because we're doing what God has called us to do. And our hearts are going to grow in love the way that God intends them to, and will flourish and will become fully alive when we find our vocations. And so we pray that each one of us might hear and generously embrace the vocation that God has given to us as a gift for ourselves and a gift for the church.